91 PLR. 95.9 The Fox. Governor Lamont will call in about a minute.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm texting someone now.
Right. The governor is about to call.
I don't have any emails.
This could be a good thing at the end of this.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay.
We conference these two people together.
Nice.
It'll be kind of fun. They like each other
very much.
Right.
They'll sing.
They could sing.
Da, 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 da.
All right, so Governor Lamont yesterday announced that there will be some sort of quarantine taking place for people coming in from states that are hot spots and people from Connecticut traveling to those states and then coming back. Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, all involved.
Yep.
It's voluntary, and we're going to get more information on that right now. Good morning, Governor Lamont.
Hey, Jazz, how are you?
Good. We are very good. How are you?
You keep me pretty busy.
I like how you thought about it.
What's the proper answer
here?
How
am I?
You contemplated the answer.
Great. Yeah. Nice.
Let's start with the quarantine. What are we doing? How does it work?
So Florida had a quarantine on Connecticut, say, a few months ago, because we had a very high positive rate. They were very low. And they said it saved lives. And now the shoe is on the other foot. And New York, Connecticut, actually Rhode Island, Massachusetts, New Jersey, we all have a very low infection rate. And Florida, let's say, not to mention a half dozen other states, have a rate that's 10 times ours. So what we're doing is we're going to travel agents saying, if you come from one of these infected states, you got to quarantine for 14 days. We're going to... the websites for the major hotel chains, putting that right on there loud and clear. Going to Bradley Airport, putting up the signage. So people know before they get on the plane and certainly know when they land, these are what the rules are. You got to quarantine.
Yeah. So don't get off, basically.
It's voluntary.
Yeah.
But it's voluntary. No, I'm not arresting anybody.
I was going to ask.
Give it a
That'd
shot.
Be a very interesting image.
If you're one person.
How did they do it in Florida? Pretty much the way we're doing it?
They did, and Massachusetts, sort of same way. But you send the notice out loud and clear. And it, let's face it, here in Connecticut, we haven't had, people have been wearing the masks a little more. The restaurants have been following the protocols. It hasn't been an enforcement issue. People are really self-regulating. It's making a big difference, as you can see by our numbers.
Well, all right, so no penalties for businesses, no fines for individuals, no one's going to get dragged out of a hotel room. This is all voluntary, and we're strongly suggesting you do the right thing.
And if it's not working, then we ramp it up, but we don't have to be there yet.
Gotcha.
And what is ramping it up? What does that look like?
Maybe have a public health official go there and say, hey, I understand you've got a lot of people here. All of whom come from the Miami-Dade area where there's a 40% positivity rate. You know what the rules are. This is not allowed.
Oh, wow.
See?
All right, so I like this. This is like Dad saying, knock it off or I'm coming in there.
Or turn the car around. Yes, exactly.
I'll turn the car around.
I'll go back there.
I hated that one.
This is the last day of your curfew. Otherwise.
Yeah.
Right.
I hated the ring hands. That was the worst part.
All right, so this is not only for folks coming in from those hotspots, but people from Connecticut going to those hotspots and coming back.
That's right.
Okay. Our cases are way, way down, right? Are we among... Yeah, knock on wood, thank you. Are we among the lowest in the country? In terms
right
of
now,
percentage?
Our metrics are really good. Very lowest infection rate. Of all the people tested, we're down at about 2%. But, Chaz, there's an incredibly small, margin for error. And you see, a couple of flare-ups in Phoenix, and all of a sudden the fire is ablaze again. So that's why I'm so cautious.
This will include out-of-state protesters, anyone coming in from out-of-state, from a hotspot, right?
From a hotspot.
Okay. And some folks who argue that this isn't real look at the protests that we've had in Connecticut, that the casinos opened phase two and there hasn't been any increase in cases. Actually, the numbers are going down. What would you say to that?
I'd say perhaps we've been incredibly fortunate. They're going up big time in other parts of the country. We're following that right now. What we really worry about is you look at those hot spots in other parts of the country, Chaz, is it's not like it's a correctional facility or two nursing homes. No, it is community spread in those parts of, you know, southern Florida or Phoenix. And there you'll find 30, 35, 40% of the folks, younger folks, 18 to 35, who are now infected. And while they may not suffer complications themselves or a little less likely, they sure are infectious.
Governor,
when they get on planes.
Governor Lamont's on the show. Phase three, if things keep going the way they are, we're on target for July 17th?
We are looking at July 17th. We'll probably give some guidance on that a couple of weeks in advance, which is our norm. But I am looking around the rest of the country, so I'm not in any great rush.
Right.
Next couple of weeks will be very interesting.
I know you probably don't have the list in front of you, but what are some of the top things for phase three?
I think phase three, we had outside bars, big indoor venues with the proper spacing, things that are, as you pointed out, casinos, but I didn't have any control over casinos. That's
right.
A big indoor venue.
Right.
So those type of things we were thinking about for phase three.
I'm going to shift gears here. Yesterday, the statue of Christopher Columbus taken down at Worcester Square in New Haven. What are your thoughts on that?
I think you leave that up to the local municipality. I mean, let's face it, Christopher Columbus was an amazing explorer, one of several people who probably were responsible for founding the New World, and that changed the world in a fundamental way. And he also had some incredible flaws in the way he treated indigenous people. So I think right now each municipality is dealing with that in a different way. I feel much more strongly, for example, on Confederate statues, not that that's an issue here in the state of Connecticut. There it's clear as day in my mind. These are people who took up arms against the United States of America.
Is there a line, like, is there a George Washington? Not that we have him here in Connecticut, but would you draw a line for, like, a figure like George Washington?
Yes, I would. I mean, all the flaws, that said, he's the father of our country. He defended our country, fought for our country, and a George Washington statue stands.
All right. Summer camps?
Day camps, not sleepaway camps.
Gotcha.
School in the fall. I think we were told we'd hear something this week.
We are. I hope it's going to be this afternoon or first thing tomorrow. But Miguel Cordona's worked with superintendents and teachers and all the stakeholders, rolling out our plan to get school going on a regular schedule starting in the fall.
Governor Lamont is on the phone. DMV, some services at some locations this week. Phase three, does that include more DMV offices or more services at the offices?
Yes. I think we've opened up most of the offices now for most of the services. It's working pretty well. I mean, people get a reservation. They stay in their car. When they have 5 minutes till they get up to the booth, they can do it. We're doing a lot more electronically. But, Chaz, as you know, we got, 100 days of high school students ready to get their license. So there's some pent-up demand.
Weddings, outside, inside? Right now we're at 100. Inside's 25. Does phase three change that?
Phase three would change that. So no guidance on that as yet. But right now you can have a nice outdoor wedding with 100 people.
Okay. Does that get you off the hook at home?
No. No.
He has a higher authority.
No, she postpones. You know.
Oh, really?
Oh, she did.
Yeah, she just, you know, even though maybe it was legally okay to do it now, folks around the country, do you want to get in an airplane? What if there's a flare-up? There are just too many, uncertainties. So,
pause. I think that's a good decision.
Yeah. It's a tough one, but a good one. It's a tough one. It's a tough look for you to have that.
Yeah.
You know?
Won't look good at all.
Right. Do you mind if we conference someone in here who likes you very much? Governor?
Depends who the person is, I tell you.
It's a surprise.
It's Jimmy Koplik from Live Nation. Jimmy, you're on with
Let's
the governor.
Go.
Hi, how are you?
Jimmy, we're going to get some concerts going at some point.
Well, I'm glad. With your help, I'm very thankful. I have to give you a lot of credit and David Lehman a lot of credit. We've been in constant contact. We have some plans in front of the state right now. And I will say it not because I'm on the air with you, because I said it last week also. The governor is very interested in getting concerts back together as long as they're safe. And we're working together to make sure that they are safe. And I really wanted to thank you personally. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, that's a big piece of what our state's all about and getting people back to a sense of normalcy. I know what you're thinking about down in Bridgeport, I think it is. You know, we got to be cautious. We got to sit down and talk to you about how you think we could do it safely. When it came
yes,
to
you're right. I gave David Lehman some plans as far as Oakdale Outdoors and Xfinity, the amphitheater. I first gave it to him at the beginning of the week, so I'm sure it's making through the process right now. And he's been in constant contact with me, and it's been great. He's had suggestions. We've changed what we've done in order to make it safer. And I have to tell everybody that's listening, the governor does want to have concerts, and I've never worked with a governor like this that has been so interested in making sure that we can get something together that's safe and at the same time enjoyable.
So you're hearing a conversation between Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation Concert God, and Governor Lamont. Jimmy, what I have asked you this before. When do you need to know to pull off an outdoor summer concert? What's your cutoff date?
Well, we understand that it's always tentative because it could always be a spike, right. And that we understand. So it's always the approval will always be a tentative approval, and we gladly accept that because the health comes first. So that's fine. We're hoping to hear in the next week or two that our plan is a good plan, and if the next week or two we can hear our plan is a good plan, we'll start going out and trying to find some good talent, and the talent will also know that it's all tentative, that there's always going to be final government approval needed before we go ahead and do it.
And any suggestions, Governor, for a band?
Yeah, Leonard Skinner. Bring back Leonard Skinner. we'll up the capacity a little bit for Leonard Skinner.
Gotcha. All right, go
well,
ahead.
I will say for the first time that we are planning to bring Leonard Skinner into Bridgeport next June. But if we can do it this year also in Hartford or at Oakdale, we'll do that. But we are planning to have Leonard Skinner in Bridgeport next June.
Jimmy's rewriting the plan that he submitted to David right now.
I hear the pen.
Governor Lamont, thanks for the time. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Chad.
All
see
right,
you guys.
Thank you.